Chapter 1. Illness and Medicine. For the past few days, John had had some difficulty breathing. He was 30 years old, and it was a bit strange for someone of his age to have this symptom. Maybe if he was a smoker, things would make more sense. But John had never smoked a cigarette in his life. He decided to go see his doctor about it. Luckily, he was able to schedule an appointment that very week. He was finally going to get himself checked out. Just scheduling the appointment had made him feel better. At the doctor's office, there was a long waiting period. It usually took 30 to 60 minutes before you could be seen by the physician. John brought a book to read in the waiting room, but he found it hard to focus for very long. Given his condition, doing anything for very long would be hard. After 20 minutes, he started to get a splitting headache. He, however, had been in this situation many times before, and it taught him to be prepared. He had learned to keep over-the-counter pain relievers in his car. Following a quick trip and back, he had the medicine he needed. He washed down the pills with water, and then he took a big sigh of relief. Closing his eyes, a smile came to his face. Now, if the doctor could fix his breathing problem that easy, that would be perfect, he thought. The nurse called John back to room 107. She asked him how he was feeling and about his symptoms. She then did a routine checkup on him. She took his blood pressure. She measured his height using a chart on the wall. And with a scale, she measured his weight. Next, she asked about his family's history of health problems. John was fortunate. His family did not have any hereditary health issues. There was no heart disease or cancer to worry about. There was also no diabetes or arthritis in the family either. The nurse also asked about any and all current drugs he was taking, but he replied that he doesn't take any medication. That was another thing he never had to worry about.